Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking indoor air pollutants, indoor toxins at your house. Romy, before we get back to topic, and we've got Bob Brown here, our friend from Arizona Foundation Solutions, who's going to be talking a little bit more about radon detection, but more importantly, radon elimination. We've got a technique we've developed for that. Have you looked at our calendar? Have you seen what we've got, what we're committed to in the next 90 days? It's absolutely incredible. I mean, I'm out at Sun City speaking on Tuesday. I'm up in Prescott on Wednesday. We've got the Saba Home Show coming up at the end of this week. We've got the Flagstaff. End of this month. We've got the Flagstaff Home Show we'll be doing.
April 11th.
We are out and about.
Yeah.
Come see us.
So the Historic Preservation Society seminar is going to be up at Reardon Mansion in Flagstaff. We're going up for that. Are y'all going to the National Hardware Store?
When does my home get improved? You have to stay home
and do some stuff. I'm busy.
I have a honey-do list too, you know.
Are y'all going to the hardware show this year?
Becky's going this year.
Becky's going to go this year?
Yeah.
So, man.
You and I are going to the Mother Earth show in Portland so we can see William.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mother Earth show.
And I have the Heirloom Seed Festival
in
California.
That's right.
And the Sustainable Building Conference in D.C.
Oh, very good. Continuing our ongoing education so we can continue your ongoing education about your house, home, castle, or cabin with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions. Now, Bob, radon is a new object you're trying to tackle. You've been tackling foundation failure for how long, 30 years?
Yeah, I've been working on foundations.
Hit your mic. There you go.
Ding. Button. There you go. Go ahead.
I've been working on foundations for a long time.
Yeah.
And radon comes in primarily through the foundation, so which is how I got involved in it. Basically.
And y'all have been involved in solving foundation problems.
Right.
Y'all do pier jacking. You do concrete pumping. I mean, foundation failure, more people than not consider, oh, my foundation is settling.
Right.
Well, historically, you've told me no, more problems are caused by heaving soil, expansive soil, than settling soil.
Right. I mean, you know, we live in a desert. It's been dry for millions of years. You build a house on it, it accumulates water. Put a planter in, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It accumulates water under the house by suction. Clays love to suck water. And when they suck that water, they swell. They get bigger, just like a sponge. And so that creates heave. And that's more prominent in dry areas like Phoenix than the opposite of settlement.
Right. The other wet areas that stay wet, they're just always swollen. So you're dealing with it.
Or like Dallas, you know, where it's been wet and swollen for millions of years, and you put a house on it, it starts to dry out a little bit, you have more settlement.
Okay, I get it. All right. So in solving all of these foundations and being in, about, and around the bottom and the underside and alongside of the foundation of the house, we come across this issue, okay, if we're going to solve heaving, we need to pull all the moisture out of this soil and get it to recede back to the size that it was when we built this house. So we start thinking about, okay, how are we going to do that?
What'd
y'all come up with?
Well, I mean, that is the story I tell is when we were discussing a building settlement and they remediated environmentally to get rid of chemicals. And of course, that pulls the water out. And so then the building settled and they were saying, can you underpin this building? And I'm saying, hey, wait, this is really cool. And they're like, what do you mean it's cool? Well, why don't we do this on purpose? And they're like scratching their heads saying, what do you mean? I'm like, let's control the shrinkage of clays in a controlled way.
And you do that under a house how?
We install a ventilation system, and it's similar.
The house in the dirt.
Correct. Through
without
the ABC
picking
layer.
The house up.
No. No, we don't need to pick the house up. That'd be really hard to do.
Okay.
I mean, we have done that, but you don't want to pay for that if you don't have to. Ultimately, we core a hole in the slab, and we access the ABC layer, the gravel layer underneath the slab, and we put up a suction fan to that and basically set up a suction field underneath the slab that pulls the air through those particles. And it's the same principle that's been used in environmental and radon and lots of other principles to off-gas those gases before they get into the house.
When a home would test positive for radon, this has been one of the techniques developed to evacuate the radon from below the house before
Correct.
It can get in the house.
Right. It's the method that the EPA suggests that you try first. There's lots of other ways to mitigate radon, but the easiest and cheapest is to use a vacuum system to the active soil depressurization to remove the gases below the house.
And voila, when you're ventilating the soil underneath of the house to evacuate the invisible odorless radon gas, you're also drawing out moisture
that comes along for the ride. Absolutely.
So you're eliminating any future heave situation.
That's correct.
So you've modified these two systems now where you can accomplish both, and actually you've installed this is something fairly new within the last
right.
couple of years.
Well, I've been working on it for a long, long time, but I finally got my patent through about a year and a half ago, and we've been installing it now for almost a year. It'll be a year in April.
Okay. I've seen one successful application up in North Scottsdale that you did.
We've got good results. Unfortunately, we're so busy, we haven't had time to go back and check them all yet. We're trying to hire new people, but we've had really good results from the four or five homes that we have gone back and checked.
Now, we don't have time right now. We're going to have to go on a little break here, but when we turn this fan on and we start evacuating the moisture from underneath the house, do we ever know when to turn the fan off? When have we done enough? When do we need to stop and let the soil rest and return more to a natural state? We're here talking radon and soil heaving problems with Arizona Foundation Solution Specialist Bob Brown.